concerning things for us now are how are we going to financially survive until May? Because at the moment, with the VAT coming to an end, relief, with business rates coming to the end, obviously they haven't extended furlough for us. So we are looking at tens of thousands of pounds that are still going to need to be found between now and May, unless the government are going to come up with another rescue package. Now, with the rescue packages we've had so far, still do not come anywhere near what our outgoings are. I mean, we get £3,000 a month. My rent is that per week. So that just gives you an idea of how far adrift we are as a company on a monthly basis of basically accruing debt because of the lockdown, which obviously has happened. And in the last 12 months, we have been operational for 6 weeks in total.
Yeah, we hear about lots of different industries being affected really badly, you know, hospitality and whatever. But I mean, yours is probably like theatres been hit the hardest, hasn't it?
Yeah, I'd say we have, purely because we have always been the first sector to be put into lockdown and always the last sector to be taken out of lockdown. So, you know, we've only had the benefit of 6 weeks trading, which was September through till October until we went into the last lockdown from November the 4th.
Is the budget next Wednesday? What would you like the Chancellor to be saying, Ben, to support you guys?
Right. First things first, they need to extend the business rates relief. And I wouldn't just say for the end of this financial tax year. I would say that if they was able to do it for the following financial tax year, to allow us to start building up a pot of money so we can actually survive and have the money in place for when it will be released. The second thing would be to keep the 5% VAT on the leisure and hospitality, because that will help us once again. And then also we are going to need a continuing support even when we are open, because as soon as we open, not only have we got to pay the bills that are current, we have also got to pay and start to pay any deferred bills that have been put in place during lockdown.
If that does happen and you do get the support that you're after, how long do you think it's going to take for you to kind of recover, as it were, and almost get back to where you were pre-pandemic?
It's a very good question. It is going to be subject to whether they bring out at the last minute, like they did last time, where we had the 18-page dossier of do's and don'ts of what we was allowed to do. If they are going to bring it back where they have an open book, where they say there are no restrictions, everything can go back to as it was pre-COVID, including children's parties, then obviously it will take, I would say, a good 18 months to 2 years for people to build up their confidence, because there are still going to be lots of people that are not going to want to come into a busy environment. They're still going to be very, very cautious of what's going on around you. So we have to take that in consideration, that we will see a drop in revenue, but hopefully over 18 months, 2 years, we will see that gradual climb where we build a customer's confidence back, that we are a safe environment to come back into, and we are giving them what they're looking for.